Hello, and welcome to the Life Organized with Lisa podcast. I'm Lisa Seely, and organizing is my superpower. I'm a busy mom who has figured out how to do all the things and keep important things from falling through the cracks. I'm here to give you tips, tricks, and practical advice about how to organize your entire life. I also talk about productivity, time management, and planning because these are all related to organization. You can find my website at lisaseely.com. That's lisaseely.com. I'm glad you're here. Today, I want to talk about how to make a decluttering plan. It's not that hard to do. Does the thought of decluttering make you anxious? You don't know what to keep and what to get rid of, and you're not entirely sure where you will put everything you're keeping. It's okay. I get it. Here's the best way to create a decluttering plan. Sit down with a piece of paper. List every room in your house and leave space under each entry. If you've never decluttered, you may need several sheets of paper. You could even use one page per room. Don't forget to include any closets, garages, or storage units that will need decluttering too. Under each entry, for this example, let's use the kitchen, write down everything you'll need to go through to declutter thoroughly. Put down drawers, cabinets, pantry if you have one, countertops, and don't forget to add your refrigerator and freezer to the list. I'm sure you have something in the freezer that has been shoved to the back and forgotten. Ask me how I know. Once you've listed everything that needs to be gone through in the whole house, estimate how long you think each task will take. For the kitchen, you might write down 30 minutes for the drawers and an hour for the pantry. Then add at least 30 minutes to your estimates for smaller tasks and at least an hour for your bigger tasks. I'm not kidding. Decluttering, if you're actually taking the time to think about the things you're dealing with and what you want to do with them as you go along, always, always, always takes longer than you think it's going to. Why? Because life happens. You get a phone call, or your kid needs something, or something you find causes you to have an emotional reaction that you weren't expecting and you need to quit for the day. That's all okay. If this happens, return to your decluttering when you're able. Once you have figured out a realistic time for each task, look at your calendar and see when you'll be able to do each task. Then schedule it. Treat it like a doctor's appointment or a business obligation, or it won't get done. It's really easy to say, I'm going to declutter all of the kitchen drawers and cabinets on Saturday. But if you don't actually schedule it on your calendar, it's just as easy to blow it off. Remember that if you have a lot to declutter, it will take some time to get through everything. That's okay too. Just because you're starting to declutter, it's not a race. There is no time limit other than what you impose on yourself. Don't get discouraged if you can only manage an hour each weekend and it looks like it will take you the next 6 months to cover every area you want to. You can do this. If you want more help with your organizing journey, check out my 7 Expert Organizing Secrets video training or join my 30-day home organization and declutter challenge. Both are available on my website at lisaseely.com. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Until next time.